Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's a delight to have you joining us today. We pray that you will stay tuned. We'll be dealing with a subject today that some would call a hot potato. I don't know how you'd like to couch it. We'll be dealing with a subject today that's should be of interest to every parent, every grandparent in Duval County. We're going to be talking about what's happening within the Duval County School Board, what's taking place, why it's taking place, who's responsible, and what needs to be done. We're talking specifically today about tax-funded sodomy in Jacksonville, Florida. Tax-funded sodomy in Jacksonville, Florida. You might say, wow, that's a pretty ugly subject. But ladies and gentlemen, it's something that we need to confront and realize what is happening and do something about it. I'm going to be giving you people, individuals' names, telephone numbers, how to reach them, what you need to say, and what we need to do as a proactive group of citizens, moral, ethical, conservative, Christian citizens in Duval County, if you're interested. Even if you do not have a child or a grandchild in the public school system, I want you to hear this broadcast today, and I want you to become actively involved, proactively involved, to do something about what is taking place. And the bottom line is our school board, being led by Dr. Diana Green as the superintendent of schools, need to be contacted today, and there needs to be a push by every listener to cease and desist the immoral, ungodly, unholy, unbiblical teaching and practice that's taking place in our public school system in Duval County. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the truth book. Speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, the Lord Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am truth." And then further in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God that endures forever, according to Psalms 117, verse 2. The truth of the Lord endures forever. But ladies and gentlemen, this subject today, as with so many political, social, ethical, biblical, moral, political issues today, there's a challenge to the truth. For example, we're just now finding out many things that we've been lied to about the origin of COVID-19, the cure for COVID-19 or the like thereof, the players in the plandemic called COVID-19. We've been lied to about just about everything that the government has said or done in the past 2 years in particular that we're now unpeeling the onion and finding out. But ladies and gentlemen, when it's happening right here in our city, right here in our front door, right here with our political elected leaders, we need to do something. We need to do something in general, but we need to do something in specificity when it's happening right here in Duval County. But truth is rejected today. In fact, it was the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it." We find that to be an accurate statement today. It is a sad, sad scenario. But according to the latest research, that the findings point out that 55% of Americans, 18 to 29-year-old age group, say that each person determines his own version of truth. And this article that states that, ladies and gentlemen, the article says the loss of truth has grave consequences for a community, justice, a sense of purpose, and mental health. This writer says, I'm not aware of any civilization that has abandoned the reality of truth to this extent and yet survived, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason we need to discuss issues that as we're discussing today, that you know the truth, that we'll have a response based on the central biblicist worldview. And that's the view that we need to have. Perhaps you say, what does it mean to have a central biblicist worldview? It means that we look at everything on a national, local, global basis. We see it through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word say? And if God's Word says it, God's Word settles it, that's it. That ought to be the first, foremost, and final authority in our lives as we search for truth and what we ought to do. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Former Senator Jim DeMint said this, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. Quote, further he says, if you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation, end quote. And ladies and gentlemen, the issues that I'm going to be talking about today, I don't hear any pulpits in our city, in our county, speaking against it. In fact, the issue that I'll be covering today, there is silence from the pulpits, silence from the churches, silence from the spiritual leaders, silence from most conservatives, silence from our political leaders, silence from our school board leaders, silence from the school board superintendent in relationship to what is the answer and what should we do and how should we respond in relationship to having a central biblicist worldview and honoring God in our decision making and the decisions that are made for our children and grandkids in the governmentally controlled schools called public school system. Ladies and gentlemen, I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I challenge each of us today that that is the modus operandi that we need to take. We need to seek the truth, and you won't find it on the Communist Network News. You need to seek the truth, and you won't find it through Dr. Green's office, superintendent of schools in Duval County. We need to seek the truth, and you'll not find it from most of the school board members in Duval County public school system. You will not hear the truth or find the truth from most of those that are running for the mayor of our city. We will not hear the truth from most of those that are seated in political office in our city. It is a game that's being played to see who can outmaneuver the other, notwithstanding any desire to search for truth and to carry out what's best for we the people. I don't know about you, but I'm a little weary with the so-called political process where a person will lie to you until elected and then do what he or she wants to do in the compromise in order to appease the lobbyist and the funding for the next campaign. And that's what we see taking place. In fact, pretty soon we'll be dealing with the different mayoral candidates and who's running for mayor in our city. We'll be talking about how we need to vote as Christians and conservatives to make sure that we put the right person in office that's going to honor God and represent us and not a political constituent. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. The knowledgeable staff with Tools for Time can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located right here in the heart of Mandarin, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Street address is 11291. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. There's a good identifier, a benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Find that flag and the flagpole, the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for a Time. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for a Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in at Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is closed on Sunday, allowing its entire staff to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for a Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family of Tools for a Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say at the outset of this broadcast today, lest I get busy and caught up in the dialogue and the discussion on it and forget it, the telephone number for you to call in is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. And let me remind you, if you have a child in school, if you have a grandchild in the public school, the governmentally controlled school system, I'd love to hear from you today. Perhaps you already know about this. Perhaps you are silent about it. Perhaps you've not been told. Perhaps you've not read anything about it. It's been very little, if anything, shown on the news media in relationship to it. What has been shown on the news media has been so biased and so warped with its news reporting that it's hard for a parent to know exactly what to think. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, there was a time, let me just take you back in time for just a moment. There was a time in America when parents could trust in our public school system. There was a time in America when a parent could place their child on that yellow school bus and send them down to the schoolhouse, knowing full well that that child would not only be educated properly, but that that child would be protected and secure until delivered back home in the afternoon. There was a time, ladies and gentlemen, we could send our kids to school to be trained academically in studies like science, English grammar, math, and what we once called social studies, which is talking about government and how governments are run. But ladies and gentlemen, all of this has changed. It has changed dramatically under the era of Jimmy Carter. Do you remember the fiasco called Jimmy Carter administration? I don't know if any, well, perhaps Biden has surpassed Jimmy Carter being the laughingstock of the world as a presidential leader for America. But it's under the Jimmy Carter administration that a brain wave came across that suggested to him somehow, some way, that we needed a U.S. Department of Education. And ladies and gentlemen, it was the Carter administration that gave us the U.S. Department of Education that we have today. And today, ladies and gentlemen, the U.S. Department of Education sets the national standards for what our public school systems across the nation are allowed to teach, and how it can be taught, what subjects can be taught. And furthermore, ladies and gentlemen, it's the teachers' unions that enforce the governmental focus on the indoctrination and brainwashing of our children in our public schools. Let me pause for a moment. Listen very carefully. I'm going to make a very dogmatic statement. Our public schools, our governmentally controlled schools, are no longer academic institutions. Hear me. They are no longer focused on reading, writing, and arithmetic, as it used to be called. Our public school, governmentally controlled schools today, out of the U.S. Department of Education, the public school system is simply an incubator for brainwashing and for indoctrination of our sons and our daughters. Now, if you don't believe that, you can take any child that you have in your home or that's grown up in your home that you put through the public school system. There are a lot of parents today that will say, well, you know, I went to the public school and it didn't destroy me. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're talking about an era ago, in some cases, 30, 40, 50 years ago, in making your statement. Ladies and gentlemen, the public school system today is simply an incubator for indoctrination and brainwashing of our school-age kids, kindergarten through high school, and then on into the higher educational process. We're now witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, the total abandonment of anything that's called real academics. We have abandoned academics in our governmentally controlled public school system in America today. We can have our kids today coming out of the public school system that can graduate with a high school diploma that's literally ignoramuses, if I can use that term, in a benevolent sense, of course. Most of them cannot read or write. Most of them with a high school diploma will rate at about the third, fourth, and fifth grade level in the realm of understanding and processing information and making decisions, and even to the realm of making change. If you don't believe that, next time you go into a fast food place, next time you go into a big box store and somebody's buying the cash register, see if they can give you the proper change without looking at the cash register to tell them how much change to give you. They cannot count. They cannot calculate. They cannot discern or decide act from an academic standpoint of what to do as far as the change. And most of them cannot speak the King's English properly because they've not been taught anything about English grammar in the schools. Hear me, and hear me well, ladies and gentlemen. Our public school system today, the governmental control system school, is an incubator for brainwashing and for indoctrination and for sexualizing our kids in the public school arena. At one time, our public school system was set up to train sons and daughters, train boys and girls to become academically astute. Today, ladies and gentlemen, across America, our public school systems fail to meet that standard. Why is that so? It's not because, generally speaking, that we do not have properly trained or educated teachers to do the teaching. 99.9% of the time, it's because the teachers are not allowed to teach. The teachers are forced to indoctrinate and to brainwash our sons and daughters. You would not think that a public school government controlled system would be the appropriate place to teach about a political bent called socialism, Marxism, communism. That's what our kids are being taught today. Our kids today are being taught the critical race theory, which divides part of the Marxist system to divide a nation. Our kids today are being taught the sodomite lifestyle called LGBTQ agenda, including, ladies and gentlemen, abortion on demand. You can take any child, 6th, 7th, 8th grade and up in particular, some of them younger, and they will argue with the parent, they will debate with the parent, they will debate with the pastor, they will argue with anything that's called morals and ethics and values that what they're doing is okay. Ladies and gentlemen, just as an example of that, out of the totality of the 18 to 35-year-old age group today called the millennials, only 4% have a biblical worldview. Out of that 4%, 57% of that 4% believe that homosexual marriages are right. They believe that the use of all kinds of drugs are okay. They believe that lying is suggested if the situation demands it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is because of what's been taught in our public school system with the indoctrination and the brainwashing and the sexualization of our kids today. Ladies and gentlemen, today our public schools are used as a platform to teach the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and abortion on demand. We're going to be talking about that extensively in this broadcast today because it's not just on a broad basis and a broad scale that I'm speaking, where I would be speaking in general or talking about what's happening in another state or across America or another nation. We're going to be talking about today what's taking place under the auspices, the directorship, the leadership of Dr. Dan Green, our superintendent of schools in Duval County. And let me just simply be right up front and say, before I get into the nuts and bolts and the nitty-gritty of what's happening in our public school system in Duval County with the sexualization of our children and the demoralization of our kids and the immoral, ungodly, unholy, unbiblical things that's being taught in our public school system and paid for by taxpayer money, let me simply say this. I am 100% for either the firing of or the resigning of Dr. Diane Green is superintendent of schools. She has brought with her from the Miami-Dade County school system where she once was, she's brought that immoral, ungodly, unholy, in-your-face attitude that I can do whatever I want to, disregarding anything the governor said, disregarding any laws that we have, disregarding any morals and ethics and values on the parts of any family member or the parents that place their kids in the public school system. Yes, today, ladies and gentlemen, our public school systems in general and in specific here in Duval County are teaching the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and abortion on demand. Our public school systems, ladies and gentlemen, are teaching gender fluidity. Now, you may not have heard that term. Let me introduce you to the gender fluidity. Supposedly, hear me, supposedly, and I think these folks have gone so totally ignorant and brain dead that they'll say anything. But supposedly today, based on the sodomite agenda, based on the LGBTQ agenda, based on those that are pushing the brainwashing, the sexualization of our kids in the public schools, there's 167 different genders. Now, they're trying to make God a liar. God said he created male and female, created he them. Genesis 1:27, he created two sexes, male and female. He didn't create a fluid gender. He didn't create an agenda with a gender fluidity that says you can be male today and female tomorrow, or any one of 167 different so-called genders. God didn't make a mistake, ladies and gentlemen. God created male and female. He created man and woman. He created a boy and a girl. He did not create freaks as we see today that claim that they were born that way or that they're having transgender surgeries, where the physicians, the doctors, the medical association in our world today, and especially in America, where they've gone totally stupefied, where they believe that you can transition a girl to a boy, a boy to a girl, and simply do that by chemical treatment, et cetera, or by the surgery removing healthy body parts. Ladies and gentlemen, you think, well, that's bad across the nation. That's bad someplace else. That's bad in another city. That's bad in another state. Ladies and gentlemen, it's happening right here in Duval County Public Schools. It is happening under the leadership of Dr. Diane Greene in Duval County Public School System. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, the telephone is 831-0917, 831-0917. It's a 904 is the area code. Love to hear from you. I don't know if the silence means you're not interested. I don't know if the silence means that you don't know how to ask a question. Don't know if the silence means you disagree. In either event, I'd love to hear from you and know where you stand on this issue, because it's a very serious cancer that is attacking and destroying our school-age kids today in Duval County. Today, the public schools are teaching the critical race theory. It's designed, it's a Marxist agenda to designed to divide the people, to divide the nation. Karl Marx had 10 different points in his Marxist agenda. Three of those is to divide the nation racially, to destroy the nuclear family, and to dethrone God. And we see those three elements coming out primarily in what is being done in our school system today and what is being pushed by the Biden administration today in America. But ladies and gentlemen, today the public schools, our governmentally controlled schools, are teaching our children that America is evil, that America is bad, that America is wicked, and they're pushing the socialist, Marxist, communist agenda in our public schools. Today, American education is at an historic low. It's the lowest level of academics in the United States of America in the history of America. Our children graduate knowing how to have sexual relationship in a variety of different fashions, immoral encounters with the same sex, but they're not able to read or write. Now, I don't know about you, but I find that totally appalling. I don't know about you, but I find it absolutely disingenuous to say that we have a public educational system to train sons and daughters, boys and girls, in reading, writing, and arithmetic, when that is the furthest thing from the agenda of the National Educational Association and from the teachers' union, even the teachers' union here in Duval County. Today, ladies and gentlemen, taxpayers are spending more per student on an education than in the history past, and yet we're graduating an uneducated population. Now, I don't know how I could set the stage any more clearly than I've just done. I don't know what else I could add to it that will let you see the basic fundamental foundation of where we're going and what we're talking about on today's broadcast. We're going to be talking about explicit details in relationship to who, what, when, and where, and what we as citizens need to do. Ladies and gentlemen, our governor signed a bill just back in March, I believe it was, of this year, signed a law, signed a bill into law and it makes it illegal for schools or teachers in any Florida school to teach the sodomite LGBTQ agenda or the critical race theory agenda. And yet some Florida schools are completely ignoring the law, including Dan Green, superintendent of schools in Duval County. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, and let me just read you a blurb or two from this three-page article. Title of the article says, 10 Florida school districts are under scrutiny for the LGBTQ plus and racial equality policy. Dateline Miami, Florida. Florida State Board of Education will meet to scrutinize, that was next week, that was last week that it was done, to scrutinize where the 10 school districts, including Miami-Dade, Broward, and Hillsborough counties, are carrying out the state's parental rights law, which has become a political lightning rod in local school board meetings and national politics in recent years. This article further states, ladies and gentlemen, the Florida Department of Education puts the districts on notice last month when it sent superintendents letters, talking about the superintendents of schools across the state of Florida, primarily the 10 major school districts that he is dealing with, superintendents letters detailing their policies and procedures which may not comport with Florida law. The law title, Parental Rights and Education Law, but which critics have dubbed Don't Say Gay, prohibits classroom instruction and discussion about sexual orientation and gender identity in grades kindergarten through third grade, and any older grade if they are not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate. Many of the policies, I'm reading from the article, many of the policies that the state has flagged offer protections of LGBTQ plus students, which confide personal information to school employees by requiring the student's consent to divulge aspects of their sexual orientation and gender identity to the guardians and parents. In other words, what it's saying is, ladies and gentlemen, that many of these schools, many of the teachers, many of the school districts, many of the school superintendents are allowing a regulatory process to take place that allows the teachers and the schools to keep silent, keep quiet, the identities of their students that's in the school that may have sexual dysphoria. And as a result of that, they're seeking answers from the schools and the school teachers, the school leadership, but they're being lied to and directed to organizations as here in Jacksonville called the Jasmine Club or other sexually oriented toward the sodomite lifestyle organizations or groups. We'll talk about that in this broadcast today. But furthering this article and its reading, in addition to Miami-Dade, Broward, and Hillsborough letters, were also sent to Alachua County, Brevard County, Duval County, Indian River County, Leon County, Palm Beach, and the Florida School for the Deaf and the Blind. Ladies and gentlemen, Duval County is on the hit list, if you will, from our governor in relationship to what is taking place, and he has set in action with the school board's superintendents of schools to be put on notice that they cannot continue to circumvent the law, to circumvent what the law calls for. And that's exactly, ladies and gentlemen, what Dr. Diane Green is doing in Duval County. And most of our school board members in Duval County, we've got one that is adamantly and avidly against what's going on. We've got one that rides the fence, but we've got five that's standing for all the immoral, ungodly, unholy, brainwashing, and sexually indoctrinating and sexualizing our students in Duval County schools. It's time that we wake up, stand up, and do something in Duval County to remove Dr. Diane Green from the superintendent's position in our county. Ladies and gentlemen, I personally believe it's time we go back to the election of a school superintendent and not the appointment by contract comes out of smoke-filled back rooms where power brokers have someone placed in a position of leadership for our schools. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a one-minute top of the hour break for the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back. I think that it is important for you to maintain this connection that you can hear what we're about to say.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.